ABC News.
Sonia Feng with the latest news headlines. Queensland's Premier says her government will take responsibility for poor culture within the public sector. Professor Peter Coldrake's scathing review of accountability issues found a culture of fear and bullying among public service staff, including ministerial advisers and senior bureaucrats. Recommendations include earlier release of cabinet papers, protection for whistleblowers, and tightened lobbying laws. South Australian drug trafficker Dominic Perry has been found guilty of the 1994 National Crime Authority bombing in Adelaide. The daylight blast in Adelaide's CBD killed Detective Sergeant Jeffrey Bowen and seriously injured lawyer Peter Wallace. Perry sent a parcel bomb to Detective Sergeant Bowen's Weymouth Street office in March 1994 in revenge for the police officer's investigation into the Perry family drug business. Perry was immediately identified as a suspect, but the first set of charges were dropped in September 1994. He was charged again in 2018. After a seven-month trial, the 65-year-old was found guilty of murder and attempted murder. And Amazon is limiting how many emergency contraceptives consumers can buy. It's joining other retailers who've put in place similar caps following the US Supreme Court decision overruling Roe v. Wade, which recognised Americans' constitutional right to abortion. Other retailers, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, are imposing similar limits. ABC News.